It's the WP Minute. This week, we're looking ahead to WordPress 6.6. I know, we just got WordPress 6.5 a few days ago. Well, it's coming up next. Hey there, listener. Today's episode is brought to you by us here at the WP Minute. If you want to support the show, you can join the Slack membership for as little as $5 donation over at thewpminute.com/support. You can also become an annual supporting member for $79 to get some perks and to get some additional membership bonuses. Head on over to thewpminute.com/support. Show your support for WordPress news and the WP Minute for as little as a $5 virtual coffee to help us keep things going here at the WP Minute, thewpminute.com/support. WordPress 6.5 launch was nice, fairly uneventful. I didn't notice anything break on my sites, and I'm happy that I can finally select Google fonts for the block-based themes I'm running, like 2024. The community is already looking ahead to 6.6 and versions beyond, with Anne McCarthy leading the charge for another hallway hangout scheduled for April 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be arriving back from a fun-filled vacation at Disney. Hopefully I have enough energy to join. Some of the topics on the agenda are data view efforts and its relationship to the admin redesign, overrides and synced patterns, including the user experience and the broader reasoning around naming to unlock an override, zoomed out view and the experience coming together to focus on patterns rather than granular block editing, including advanced content-only editing, layout improvements, including grid layout support, pattern styles, which would offer multiple ways of styling content based on a single palette, and colors, typesets, and presets from the theme style variations. Style inheritance to help clarify where and why different items are styled as they are. Here's to hoping overrides in sync patterns makes it to 6.6, as we really wanted that in 6.5. If only overrides makes it to 6.6, we'll have another nice but seemingly uneventful release in mid-July. You can see the roadmap by clicking the link in the show notes. Slow, iterative, uneventful, open source. There's been a lot of fanfare around wanting WordPress to be more, to go faster, to ship more things for builders, and I get it, I was that person once too. I'd wager to say that WordPress was a lot further off from today's capabilities, but that's just software for you. Unification, stability, community. This is what I want from my WordPress these days. It's not a product made by a product company, or at least a traditional method a commercial product company would take. I know we can go on the fringes and break that apart, but there's no marketing and sales team funneling customer feedback into the product team, which disseminates it down to the engineering team and so on. There's not even just one team. Think about it, a 20-year-old software product used by millions, the amount of customer avatars that touches this software would put a traditional product marketing team into a tailspin. We know how challenging marketing WordPress is, and most of the good work is done by those of us in the trenches. The recent wave of criticism where WordPress might be falling short isn't wrong, it's just not a product solely focused on solving a WordPress builder problem. The old me would have taken issue with that too. We're part of the people in the trenches, after all. What I've learned is that when WordPress continues to thrive, third-party tools win. People in the service industry continue to win. I'm either getting older or I'm seeing the part where open-source WordPress begins to make sense long-term. So while 20 years is light years in tech, it's still very young in how we all operate together as a community. Here's to WordPress thriving. Important links. Slow news week again, except, of course, for the launch of WordPress 6.5, and that's just the first item this week. Again, you can check these links in the show notes or subscribing to the newsletter at thewpminute.com/subscribe. WordPress 6.5 Regina was released. I'm sure you've updated by now. Apparently, woo.com is moving back to woocommerce.com, citing a major drop in traffic impacting their organic search and their marketplace partners. A blurb was mentioned in the WooCommerce 8.8 delay announcement. Linked in the show notes, somebody forwarded me the email they received from Woo. I haven't seen it posted anywhere else. Let me know if you've seen otherwise. Syed Balki announces that WP Beginner will be offering professional services. Steve Bird shows off an interesting custom publishing workflow UI on Twitter for his suite of tools. Beaver Builder, the Jonas Brothers of page builders, I'm still waiting for someone to laugh at that, celebrates 10 years. WordCamp Canada announced its first round of speakers. Cami McNamara tweeted that WordPress community member Jocelyn Muzak passed away peacefully on March 31st. My condolences to Jocelyn's family. Eric Karkovac asks if we're going too far with WordPress critiques. In the new video from me this week on the WP Minute YouTube channel, watch this before you upgrade to WordPress 6.5, which is probably largely too late for those of you listening to this. But if you're looking for a quick recap of WordPress 6.5 in video form, click the link in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. Get the weekly newsletter at thewpminute.com/subscribe. Want to support the show and join a Slack group filled with WordPress professionals like you? Talk about the news, share your WordPress business content, and network with others. Head to thewpminute.com/support and get access to our group. Support the show for as little as $5 or more if you feel we provided more value. Thanks to our pillar sponsors, Pressable, Bluehost, and OmniSend. Thanks to our Foundation Plus sponsors, WP World, Image SEO, and Hostinger. Thanks to all of our annual supporting members and you, the listener. Without your support, the WP Minute wouldn't be possible. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.